Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height, in ancient times did give the law, in cloud, in majesty, in awe. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou rod of Jesse's stem, from every foe deliver them that trust thy mighty power to save and give them victory over the grave. O come, Emmanuel. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, that we no more have cause to sigh. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou dayspring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, desire of nations bind, in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid every strife and quarrel cease, every strife and quarrel cease, and fill the world with heaven's peace. O come, thou key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. You heavens open from above, that clouds may rain the just one. Do not be angry, Lord our God. No longer be mindful that we have sinned before you. See how Zion, your city, now is left abandoned. Zion is left unguarded now. Jerusalem now is desolate. City has claimed your loving blessing, city that claimed your loving blessing and worked for your glory. City where our fathers sang your praises. You heavens, open from above, that clouds may rain the just one. You know our sin, and we are burdened as with some loathsome thing, and have fallen down like, just like leaves in the blast of winter, and the sins we have committed, just like winds, have blown us all about. You have taken from us your brightness and comfort, and you have broken us by laying the debt of our sins upon us. You heavens, open from above, that clouds may rain the just one. Lord, now turn to us and see your chosen people's affliction, and send down him who is to come, the one promised, the Lamb, and yet Lord of all lands. From the rock in the desert to the Mount of Zion, your daughter, that he may bring pardon, freeing the captives of our burden. You heavens, open from above, that clouds may rain the just one. Be comforted, be you comforted. Hear me, my people. Soon shall come to you Christ your Savior. Why do you give way to sorrowing? Has this grieving ended your sadness? Your Savior comes, do not be fearful. For it is I, your God and your mighty ruler, Zion's Holy One and your Redeemer. You heavens open from above, that clouds may rain the Just One. I want to be close to you, Lord. I want to make room in my heart through being empty of myself, to allow you to make me more like a saint. Sunday, evening prayer, week one. So we begin Sunday's prayers the night before, actually, in the Liturgy of the Hours. And that is because in the Jewish marking of time, actually, the day is from evening to evening, not sunrise to sunrise. Or not, in our modern time, midnight to midnight. So the day would actually be said to start it right now, if I remember correctly. Or is it sunrise? Probably should know this. But anyway, the liturgical day starts it with evening prayer the day before, and it ends with evening prayer 24 hours later. And that's patterned loosely off the Jewish model. Actually, it's patterned quite closely. And still today, Jews will do Friday evening services and things like that because their day has started. Their Saturday has started on Friday evening. Rejoice, Jerusalem, let your joy overflow. Your Savior will come to you. Alleluia. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its setting. Praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly. From his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts, grant us discernment and wisdom, and help us to be able to be courageous, to take on our pride, our arrogance, our sins, our lust, and to remove them from the place on which you will arrive, O Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Rejoice, Jerusalem, let your joy overflow. Your Savior will come to you. Alleluia. I, the Lord, am coming to save you. Already I am near. Soon I will free you from your sins. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. Oh, precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts, in honor of Mary's gifts from Christ her Son, we pray for your needs. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, precious in your sight is the death of the saints, but precious above all is the love with which Christ suffered to redeem us. In this life we fill up in our own flesh what is still lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Accept this as our sacrifice of praise, and we shall even now taste the joy of the New Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I, the Lord, am coming to save you. Already I am near. Soon I will free you from your sins. Lord, send the Lamb, the ruler of the earth, from the rock in the desert to the mountain of the daughter of Zion. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name, every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, send the Lamb, the ruler of the earth, from the rock in the desert to the mountain of the daughter of Zion. Rejoicing, wrong day. Turning the page. And I keep forgetting the reading, so we begin here, right where we should. The Lord proclaims his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. God's judgment on Jerusalem. Woe to Israel, Israel, the city where David encamped. Add year to year, let the feasts come round. But I will bring distress upon Israel. With mourning and grief you shall be to me like Israel. I will encamp like David against you. I will encircle you with outposts and set up siege works against you. Prostrate you shall speak from the earth, and from the base dust your words shall come. Your voice shall be like a ghost from the earth, and your words like chirping from the dust. The hoard of your arrogant shall be like fine dust, the hoard of the tyrants like flying chaff. Then suddenly, in an instant, you shall be visited by the Lord of hosts with thunder, earthquake, and great noise, whirlwind, storm, and the flame of consuming fire. Then, like a dream, a vision in the night, shall be the horde of all the nations who war against Ariel, with all the earthworks of her besiegers. As when a hungry man dreams he is eating, and awakens with an empty stomach, or when a thirsty man dreams he is drinking, and awakens faint and dry, so shall the horde of all the nations be, who make war on Zion. Jerusalem, fear not. You shall not be put to shame. For the Lord of armies will come to visit you, the passing multitudes of all nations which have struggled against you will be like flying dust. For the Lord of armies will come to visit you. A reading from the Book on Virginity by St. Ambrose, Bishop. You are one of God's people, of God's family, a virgin among virgins. You light up your grace of body with your splendor of soul. More than others, you can be compared to the church. When you are in your room, then at night, think always on Christ and wait for his coming at every moment. This is the person Christ has loved in loving you, the person he has chosen in choosing you. He enters by the open door. He has promised to come in, and he cannot deceive. Embrace him, the one you have sought. Turn to him and be enlightened. Hold him fast. Ask him not to go in haste. Beg him not to leave you. The word of God moves swiftly. He is not won by the lukewarm, nor held fast by the negligent. Let your soul be attentive to his word. Follow carefully the path God tells you to take, for he is swift in his passing. What does his bride say? I sought him and did not find him. I called him and he did not hear me. Do not imagine that you are displeasing to him, although you have called him, asked him, opened the door to him, and that this is the reason why he has gone so quickly. No, for he allows us to be constantly tested. When the crowds press him to stay, what does he say in the gospel? I must preach the word of God to other cities, because I have been sent for that. But even if it seems to you that he has left you, go out and seek him once more. Who but Holy Church is to teach you how to hold Christ fast? Indeed, she has already taught you, if you only understood her words in Scripture. How short a time it was when I left them before I found him whom my soul has loved. I held him fast, and I will not let him go. How do we hold him fast? Not by restraining chains or knotted ropes, but by bonds of love, by spiritual reins, by the longing of the soul. If you also, like the bride, wish to hold him fast, seek him and be fearless of suffering. It is often easier to find him in the midst of bodily torments, in the very hands of persecutors. His bride says, how short a time it was after I left them, in a little space after a brief moment, when you have escaped from the hands of your persecutors without yielding to the powers of this world. Christ will come to you, and he will not allow you to be tested for long. Whoever seeks Christ in this way and finds him can say, I held him fast, and I will not let him go before I bring him into my mother's house, into the room of her who conceived me. What is this house, this room, but the deep and secret places of your heart? Maintain this house, sweep out its spiritual recesses until it becomes immaculate and rises as a spiritual temple for a holy priesthood, firmly secured by Christ, the cornerstone, so that the Holy Spirit may dwell in it. Whoever seeks Christ in this way, whoever prays to Christ in this way, is not abandoned by him. On the contrary, Christ comes again and again to visit such a person, for he is with us until the end of the world. Responsory prayer. The grace of the Lord gave her strength in the battle, and she was glorified before God and man. In the presence of the prince, she spoke with wisdom, and therefore the Lord of heaven and earth has loved her. She is the virgin who prepared a joyful home for God in her heart, and therefore the Lord of heaven and earth has loved her. Canticle of Zechariah for this morning for Lucy was, I am the Lord's poor servant. To him alone, the living God, I have offered all in sacrifice. I have nothing else to give. I offer him myself. And now we pray, Lucy, Bride of Christ, by your suffering you have gained the mastery of your soul. You have despised earth worldly values, and now you are glorious among the angels. With your own blood you have triumphed over the enemy. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise and mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lucy, Bride of Christ, by your suffering you have gained the mastery of your soul. You have despised worldly values, and now you are glorious among the angels. With your own blood you have triumphed over the enemy. This is the hour when the King of Martyrs offered his life in the upper room and laid it down on the cross. Let us pray, thank him and say, we praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord, our Savior, inspiration and example for every martyr, for loving us to the end. We praise you, O Lord, for calling all repentant sinners to the rewards of life. We praise you, O Lord, for entrusting to your church the blood of the new and everlasting covenant poured out for the remission of sin. We praise you, O Lord, for our perseverance in your grace today. We praise you, O Lord, for incorporating our dead brothers and sisters into your own death today. We praise you, O Lord, for the intentions on this day of Advent. Let us propose them too. You are the joy and happiness of all who look forward to your coming. In joy, we wait for your coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Before time began, you shared life with the Father. Come now and save us. You created the world and all who live in it. Come to redeem the work of your hands. You did not hesitate to become man, subject to death. Come to free us from the power of death. You came to give us life to the full. Come and give us your unending life. You desire all people to live in love in your kingdom. Come and bring together those who long to see you face to face. We pray for Bill, for Kathleen, for Gregory, for Father Rob, for Father Vili, for Father Jim, for the upcoming retreat at the beginning of January, for all of our youth at Our Lady of Fatima Parish, for Linda to have a swift recovery and a joyful Christmas. We pray for us, no matter how we feel, to be able to turn to Christ in faith and receive the joy and peace of the Holy Spirit, knowing that everything is okay, even when it doesn't feel okay. It's okay. It's okay. Keep speaking to our souls, Lord, and saying, believe me, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Come, Lord, and do not delay. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord God, may we, your people, who look forward to the birthday of Christ, experience the joy of salvation, and celebrate that feast with love and thanksgiving. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Help us to experience the joy of salvation and look forward to the birthday of Christ. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, ever faithful to your promises and ever close to your church, the earth rejoices in hope of the Savior's coming and looks forward with longing to his return at the end of time. Prepare our hearts and remove the sadness that hinders us from feeling the joy which his presence will bestow. For he is Lord forever and ever. Amen. Pray for the Holy Father, for Rome, for our Catholic culture. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory on this feast day of St. Lucy. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.